less so in practice.
I genuinely enjoy him on most levels.
Yeah.
Is how I tend to lean.
See, if you asked me that, I would answer that question, but I feel like in practice, like if when the songs actually come on shuffle or something like that, I'm like, eh, nah.
I gotta be in a real specific mood to listen to that dude, but yeah. When I'm in that mood, he is extremely my shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's just throw it in park. We'll go hang out in the LinkedIn building over here.
All right. Just walk in there and be like, hey, I need some help with my resume.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys like help me out with this thing? Can you endorse me for digital media and hot dogs?
Anytime I get an endorsement on LinkedIn, which is admittedly not very often, when I do get them, the first thing I want to do is find the person who did it and be like, what are you doing?
Why are you on this website?
Why are you on this website, and what's your end game? What are you hoping to get out of this?
So the thing that I just endorsed someone a few days ago, and it's because when you log in, it just says, does this person know about this? Click this button to endorse, and that's it.
That explains it.
So they just present you with that shit.
Whether you want it or not.
Yeah, so sometimes I just go, yes, sure, yes, absolutely, of course.
This is why I never log on to LinkedIn.
Yeah, no, I get requests from a lot of people that I don't know. And
yep.
Like, I'm just not going to know.
You work for some sort of cell phone mobile company in South Korea.
Yeah, right.
Not even like a gaming company, like an actual cell phone carrier.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. So it's just, so I find myself getting these emails and you're like, what the fuck, man? And then I find myself on LinkedIn. Or usually it's like, oh, I'm looking up someone's like resume.
Right.
Some game producer or something. I'm like, wait, is this person still at this company? Do they have any, like, unannounced games listed here? And then since I'm there, I just find myself looking at other shit.
Yeah. There is no greater gulf in this world than the one that exists between me and anyone who actually understands the concept of networking.
Yep. Last time I found myself out of work and looking for work, LinkedIn did not get used once.
Yeah.
It was all done on Facebook.
Every once in a while I get floated some article my way that is, you know, about, you know, top 10 ways to make sure that recruiters, you know, you know, whatever, like just ways to fucking network yourself usually in tech. And I'm convinced that the people who wrote those things were raised on a different planet than me.
Sure. Yeah.
Like they're just using language in ways that I don't think humans were meant to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing is, though, I don't know. I think if you're in this city long enough, you find yourself just using the lingo because it's just easier.
Yeah, I mean, living here strips you of your humanity over time. That's clear.
It's just like, yeah, all right, yeah, we're going to interface on this, and that's a tough ask, and yeah, like, it's just fuck everything. It is just easier to fucking go with that shit and be one of those people to those people and then try to turn it off when you are not talking to those people.
Because to directly challenge them on it gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
Because usually you just get befuddled looks and then, you know, occasionally someone writing the odd angry Medium post about how you didn't understand their brand or whatever.
Right.
And that's just not worth it.
Yeah. Ah, the nice luxury of this Kia.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of space. You can stretch out more if you want. Scoot it back.
What? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's,
you got yourself some leg room there.
Uh-huh. You got this, what appears to be a mono headphone jack.
Yeah, I accidentally grabbed the wrong cable when I left, but thankfully this thing had USB support, so
yeah,
it didn't matter.
Nice.
I don't even know where the hell I got that cable.
Why do you have a mono?
I don't know. It was in the drawer of cables that I normally keep my regular aux cables in, and I don't know how it got there, and I'm mad about it. I'm going to leave it in this car when I leave.
That's a good call. Someone might need it. Someone might be like, ah, yes. Then they'll plug it in and go, wait, what's wrong with this? Oh, I hope this guy falls off his weird fucking pipe bike. Why do the handlebars just look like a fucking straight rod? What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Did the bike fold up into a fucking vape rig? It does, doesn't it?
I made this bike out of recyclable materials.
I made this bike with my bare hands.
This is an eco-conscious bike. You know, no waste. Except the person riding it.
I'm the waste. Me. The pork is looking forward to all the vape simulators announced for VR at E3 this year. Yeah, that's... There's a whole sub-ohming game where the thing can blow up if you do it wrong. It's very big.
Nah, man, it's just gonna fall into that same weird category of weed games on the iOS store.
Yep.
Just a million knockoffs of shit you've already played, but it's got vape jokes in it.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's a game I was playing over the weekend in virtual reality called Floor Plan, I think it's called.
I think I've seen that mentioned before.
You're in an elevator the whole time. It's, you know, you sit down. It's okay. Oculus. It's not like you're not walking around. And it's almost like a puzzle game. Like each time the door opens, each floor has different stuff on it. You pick things up, bring it to other floors, and interact with objects. And yeah, you know, it's like half an hour, and then you finish it, and you're like, oh, well, all right. That was clever, I guess. And there's one floor that is cold, and there's a snowman there, and it's a freezer. And when the door opens at that floor... Wait, what are these guys dropping off? Arcade machines? Video games, pinball machines, driving simulators, and photo booths.
VideoAmusement.com.
It's just fucking whatever bullshit's here at Moscone. Whatever fucking...
Imagine the possibilities.
Does that say at BTO 2016? Does Bachman Turner Overdrive have their own fucking conference?
I think it might be Bio.
Taking care of business. Moscone West.
Yeah, Bio International Convention. Whatever. A global event of biotechnology.
Biotech. Look at all these biotechnologists waiting for their Ubers. Anyway, when you're on this floor and it's cold, you see your own breath.
Okay.
It just comes out of you, like you see breath coming out in front of you at a set interval. It's not actually...
It's not actually reading the fact that your breath is coming
which
out.
Which would be nice if it did, because the thing has a microphone on it.
It does.
But that wouldn't
You'd probably have to blow on it pretty hard for it to
Though. That wouldn't be a perfect match. But at one point I found myself, without realizing it, matching my breathing to the game's breathing. And also, it felt really weird to see your own breath when you are not exhaling.
Right.
It was this weird thing of like, what? Am I broken? Am I dying? Is there a hole in me?
That's what happens when you jack in for too long, man. Yeah. It just fucks with your head.
Yeah. I had to jack out because they could smell the synapses smoking. I punched deck a little too hard. Black ice.
starting to ponder the possibility of getting my own VR headset at some point. I just don't know when or what.
I think the PlayStation VR will be a decent starting point for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of where I'm leaning right now. I just kind of want to see what that software lineup actually looks like.
Yeah. You know, Eve Valkyrie's going there, which so far is probably one of the better Oculus games. And I think Headmaster's fun.
Mm.
It's the soccer game. It has some writing attached to it, like a portal, if you will. That's fun. Jopsy thing's coming to PS4 as well. So, yeah, it's
that's the kind of stuff I do want to play.
It's a decent midpoint.
Yeah.
Of, like, it has the hand controllers, and it can do some good, you know, some decent tracking for that sort of stuff.
Right. And I do still actually have my PlayStation camera.
Yeah. But it's not a, you know, hey, clear every bit of floor space you have for this.
Which is not a great deal.
Right, no. Yeah.
I mean, I have a larger living room for a New York apartment, and it is not that big.
You would have to get rid of your couch.
Or I would have to move it back a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in no rush. I just, at some point, I know I'm going to want to take the plunge, so.
At some point, everyone will have one. Everyone. Whether they know it or not. I played some real bad VR games over the weekend, too. There's some real...
Sounds like there's a decent number of those.
Yeah, there are too many. There are too many on Steam. Actually, there are too many on the Oculus Store, too, but a lot of those have, like, a level of effort into them that is, unfortunate. Someone made a vaporwave keyboard. I don't know what a vaporwave keyboard would do. Does it just play Windows desktop noises from Windows 98?
Yes, also, what the fuck is this?
This is the EA Play Bus. It's got Sims on the side of it. Oh, yeah, so San Francisco is full of a bunch of chartered buses by corporations that drive their employees from place to place.
Right.
And the EA bus drives people around on a fucking loop. They have a whole schedule of, like, oh, well, the EA, it goes from Mountain View to here to... it goes from Ears to San Francisco. It goes from Ears to the Ferry Building. And then from the Ferry Building to somewhere out in the sunset. And, you know, yeah.
There's so it's got a thing. Interesting. Didn't know EA was on that tip.
Yeah.
I heard about Google and Facebook. I didn't know if it had gone beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants to live in Redwood City. So.
Nor should they.
So EA, at some point, to get people to work in their place, has to make it easy for people to get there.
No, that makes sense. I much prefer the New York model of...
Fuck everyone, fuck everything.
Of, hey, you want to come to work, get on a train, take a bus, or get fucked. Like, that is something I have a little more respect for, personally.
Yeah. I wish I could reliably take public transportation.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
But it's just not an option here.
The train's going to start soon, but fuck, man. So the
still only taking you to Larkspur, right?
No, so not even that, man. Fucking the first leg of the train will go from Cloverdale to San Rafael.
Okay.
It'll cover that amount of ground.
Yeah.
And then there will be a connector bus that goes from San Rafael to Larkspur.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
And then I think the bus will then go from... Well, no, Larkspur is the southernmost point, actually.
There you go, over.
If you want to take that way, otherwise,
yeah,
you can go that way.
I don't want to go, please. Yeah. That just seems beyond pointless.
Yeah, also it is like $9.50 a trip, like per way.
Wow.
So yeah, they're starting that thing out real good. I think they're opening it up next year or start testing it later this year, I forget.
Are they trying to get that thing to fail right out of the gate?
I guess what? So. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds shitty. But my hope is that even though I can't take it, because it won't work for anything I want to do, that enough people will take it to make a difference in traffic.
Yeah. Anything would be an improvement at this point.
Yeah. I've definitely been feeling the drive a little bit more lately, I think. Mm. Am I going to get any... So the Vaporwave keyboard just stretches your letters out. Okay, no, that makes total sense. All right, Vaporwave keyboard. I got you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Am I going to get any of the new video cards? I don't have any immediate plans. I have a 980 right now, so I don't know that I need a 1070 or a 1080.
Yeah, I've got a 970, and that's doing me just fine.
But I am going to build a new computer not too long after E3. So at that point, I might just put a 1080 in it. Or I might move my 980 over and get like a lesser card. Because I want to keep my existing computer together as like a Plex box and some other stuff.
Yeah.
So I may just end up building a new box from scratch, video card and all. Interest in the Brock Lesnar UFC deal. I think it's a terrible, terrible idea. I think there's like...
I wouldn't go that far.
I look at it this way. If he loses that fight, how can they possibly market him as the Beast, as some fucking unstoppable force after he left what in the WWE's eyes could only be a lesser, to go over to a lesser organization and lose there?
This is why I
then
don't think...
Then fucking Dolph Ziggler should be stomping him into the dirt at that point.
Like, I don't think they're going to put him against anyone who has a good shot of beating him. I think they will find someone that they think he can reliably stomp the shit out of. But also, that doesn't mean he won't get the shit stomped out of him unexpectedly.
Oh, in his fight, you mean? Yeah, he's fighting with the Mark Hunt dude or whatever, right?
I don't think it's confirmed yet.
I thought they announced it.
Maybe they did. The last I heard was there were like 3 or 4 dudes that were like clamoring for that spot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough about UFC to know if the guy he's fighting. Yeah, I guess they did announce. I think they may have actually announced the dude. Mark Hunt.
Okay.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Me either. I am a very casual UFC watcher. I don't really know much beyond the surface level of who is big in the moment.
Yep. Very little interest. I used to be very interested in the early days of UFC when it was weirder and...
Right.
Like more of a clashing of styles. Like it felt like a fucking Street Fighter tournament. But... Now that everyone just fucking performs the same brand of mixed martial arts, more or less, it's less
and the
way less
weight classes are very strictly regimented and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I watched that Bellator show.
Uh-huh.
That was like Kimbo's last fight and had the fucking Gracie Ken Shamrock thing.
Oh, right.
And
was that just terrible?
Oh god, it was top to bottom a disaster, the whole thing.
Did Shamrock snap?
Yes, because he got kicked in the balls and the ref didn't notice.
Oh, well, all right.
Which, to be fair, I kind of get it.
Was Ryan Shamrock there?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
The main thing was that that Bellator seemed like, in a way, it was kind of keeping up that spirit of here's some weird shit.
Yeah.
But also that thing is a complete mess, and yeah, we'll be shocked if Bellator still exists in a couple of years.
Yeah.
That Kimbo Dada fight was maybe one of the worst things I've ever seen in any kind of fighting context.
Hmm.
Like, to the point where I was concerned maybe that Dada guy was not actually a fighter.
Just a dude they found?
He kind of came off like it.
I was like, I don't know, this guy's a bouncer for the bar across the street, and he seemed like, he told us he was very tough.
Well, he was another, like Kimbo, he was another dude that was found via the internet.
Oh, okay.
In sort of like less than scrupulous fighting circles.
Ultra wide monitor. I don't know. I like the monitors I have right now, but a big wide monitor might be fun.
What's the size for that?
Oh, what do I have? 30-inch, I think. And it's. I used to have it kind of off to the side, so I had, like, the big monitor off to the left, and then my second monitor off to the right, and then there was no monitor in the middle. Mm. And then I realized, I don't know, last week or so, that this is actually murder for my posture and all this other stuff. This is super bad. So I moved the big monitor dead on. And that's cool and all, but it's also way closer to me. So it's definitely been a big-ass monitor in my face. I don't know. I like that monitor with then this, like, this other old Dell monitor turned portrait.
Mm-hmm.
Turned sideways has been pretty cool. Because then that's off to the side is like, here's just like some display panel type shit. Twitter and fucking Discord and some other garbage.
I think I have the same monitor like Brad and I bought, those Dell monitors.
Yeah, that's my second monitor.
Yeah.
It was one of those 16x10 things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true, because when CBS bought us, IT was like, hey, we're sending you a monitor and a computer, and I was like, okay. And then they sent me that same Dell monitor, but, like, bigger.
Oh, all right.
So I still have that.
All right.
I eventually just gave back the laptop when it broke and said, no, I don't need another one, but...
Yeah. Anyone get into the next Xbox One update? I think I can opt into it when I get home. I think I got a message from them that I can push yes on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I opted not to bring the Xbox One with me on this trip, so...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll have to wait.
No, nothing about the Hardy Boys feud has... been good or makes me want to watch any more of that in any way.
Look, here's what I'll say. I will give Matt Hardy credit for exactly one thing. That dude is fucking going for it. What it is, I don't really know.
What it is, I don't think he knows.
But he is trying his little heart out, and it's more than I've seen from him ever. So I'll give him that. That said, I don't know. I can't tell if it's just like the room style bad, or if it's like self-consciously that kind of bad, which makes it worse. Like, I can't figure out the intent of it, and that makes it more frustrating.
There's zero chance that that thing was originally done with the intent of it being bad on purpose.
I don't know, dude. What if TNA got way into irony?
I would find that to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the talent to pull that off either.
That would almost make it better that they don't have the talent to make irony work.
Oh, God.
Just flailing, desperate irony that doesn't work. Bobby Lashley trying to be ironic. Anyway, no, you're probably right. They don't know what they're doing, but nonetheless.
They should just throw all their characters up in the air and just really start going places with them in, like, really terrible ways.
Yeah. Have everyone just trait gimmicks for a week.
Right, yeah. Or even start going in bad directions with them. It's like, I'm a police officer and a space pirate. You know, just, like, just completely outlandish, nonsensical. Wrestle me, I'm a pony.
Oh, so indie wrestling, then.
Yeah, basically. PAX wrestling.
Yes.
But worse, somehow.
Not possible.
Somehow worse.
Unpossible.
Yes, yes. PAX wrestling, but with smaller audience. This is your phone. Not mine at all. Where did my... Oh, here it is. G3 banners are starting to go up on the convention center.
Anything good yet?
Call of Duty, I saw this morning.
I'm not familiar.
It's a military game. It's a military simulation. Simulating the drone wars of 2027. Mafia 3.
That is one I am very interested in checking out.
Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens. Final Fantasy.
Yeah, those are games.
Those are games.
Anyone buy the fig this year?
I don't know. Keely posted a picture of it this morning. It made it look like stuff was, like, something was going up on it, but there wasn't enough of it there to know if it was even a video game.
Good to know he's out there getting those scoops.
I mean, they're running through all their prep stuff for, like, he's hosting for YouTube this year, I guess.
Yeah. That dude always gets good shit.
Prey 2 rumors, don't get my hopes up, internet, you say. Well, I mean, whatever Prey 2 is at this point is going to be so far removed from whatever Prey 2 was that it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It could be a match 3 puzzle game now, for all we know.
That might be the best outcome, really.
Yeah. Yep, Skitchin 2. Now, see, this is the way you start predicting E3. Like you say here, some new Naruto bullshit, probably. Yeah, that's a...
It's Dragon Ball bullshit, thank you.
Right, yeah, I guess they already announced...
Yeah, they already announced the Dragon Ball bullshit. Whatever, Xenoverse is the only time I've sat in on a Dragon Ball thing with Vinny, and he actually looked happy about what he was playing. So,
just the only time with a Dragon Ball thing, or only time ever
with a Dragon Ball thing.
It's the only time I've ever seen joy in that man's face.
I mean, I'm not going to say that's not a fleeting thing, but not that fleeting.
Coming up on the bridge here, it means we should probably start taking some bridge questions.
Ah, yes.
So if you've got questions... Kelso8142 says, I heard Ubisoft got Ted Cruz to host.
Still better than Mr. Cat.
Yeah, still better. Who are your go-to Overwatch characters?
I think I mentioned during the podcast this week, but so it's Zenyatta, it's Zarya, Soldier 76, Winston, and then it's kind of a mix after that, like just random characters that I'm still kind of trying out.
Yeah. I guess for me it's been...
Oh, May. I play a lot of May, actually. Yeah.
Like Lucio and Soldier and a little bit of Pharah, a little bit of Zarya, the one with the bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, defense bubbles and like laser cannon thing.
Who will driving down to E3 with you?
Me.
You and me. And Danny O'Dwyer. Beef O'Brady himself will be coming along for the ride. Have you ever heard of a man named Keith Isley? He's a rodeo clown.
No.
Okay.
Should I?
No. Nope.
All right.
Have you ever headed out to Galco's Soda Shop in L.A.? It's pretty rad. No? Never heard of it.
But they got a whole store with got soda in it?
I guess so.
sounds like fine business.
Yeah. You gonna take a look at the GTA 5 online update at all? No, probably not.
I saw an email about it, and that is probably where it will begin and end for me.
I feel like they send an email out about, like, we're adding new approved jobs to that thing, like, once every week.
Lowriders, y'all! And it's just later!
Like, I don't... That thing was so profoundly uninteresting.
I enjoy watching the GTA Online community from afar. I have no interest in participating in it.
Yeah.
Like, I like watching videos of people play that weird fucking thing and get up to stupid shit with the mods or whatever. That's fun, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Servers have apparently been on fire. Well, that's how it was the first time I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure. What did you order to eat at E3? I don't know. I think Austin ended up filling out something but that's not for us. That's the food for guests.
Yeah.
So I think it was like, here are some finger foods and beers.
Yeah, every email
for the show guests,
I ended up sending to guests, folks and their reps about food stuff was, yes, we'll have food, and in parentheses, also a lot of beer. Like, I try to emphasize the beer more than food so they know what to expect.
Yeah.
So they know what they've gotten themselves into.
Yeah. This is the shit show you've signed yourself up for. Congratulations. When E3 is a smoking hole in the earth, we will be all that remains.
Mm-hmm. That in these beer bottles.
Yep. Do you have a go-to LA restaurant? No. I don't have time to have a go-to LA restaurant.
If I'm in LA for, like, shit that is not E3, then there are a couple of places I will seek out, but generally, yeah, when I'm there, it's like, hey, what's near the convention center, or what's in the convention center, or in this hotel?
Right, yeah. What is the food I can eat the fastest? And usually the answer is, I brought a bunch of protein bars from home, and I'm going to eat those out of my bag.
Oh, I've got boxes of Kind bars waiting for me.
I guess, like, some Clif Bars got recalled. Like, it seems like more and more things are just like, I don't know, there's Listeria all in this. You gotta send it back.
It's those antibiotic super bugs, man.
Yeah.
Resistant.
I guess you are closer to where the antibiotic resistant super bug was found recently.
Yes, I was in a much closer vicinity.
Yes. That was in Philly or something?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
All right, well. We're all dead.
Pledge fealty to the resistant superbugs now, or be crushed under their boot.
Yeah, alright.
The viruses are the ones that will run this earth.
As they always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Kojima going to attend E3. I bet he'll be there. I mean, I don't know that he'll be walking around the show floor or anything like that, but I bet he'll be in the area.
I bet he takes a spin around the floor one day.
Yeah,
that's probably
takes
it.
Some meetings. And...
hanging out with Keeley, his bestie.
Sure.
Yeah.
I bet he would be on that show. I wonder if they'll actually talk about his game at all.
I mean, it sounds so nascent at this point that I'm not sure there's much else for him to tell yet.
My understanding is that there is plenty to tell, but maybe not a lot to show. Or at least, maybe there's more now, but, you know. Like, they were going around, like, visiting engine companies going, what's up with Unreal Engine? What's Unity all about? Let's talk.
Tell me about the Crytek.
Yes. What is this you call Gamebryo? Do you think the Hoop God will make a return appearance?
I'm not sure he ever existed to begin with, and that wasn't just like a collective hallucination.
Do you think the Hoop God was actually an EA employee at any point, or was
God
it just a person they put on stage?
No, that thing was a fabrication from the get-go.
Makes sense. Oh, yeah, I guess it doesn't make... Yeah, because they're not even shipping a basketball game this year.
No, they are not.
They're shipping one early next year.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
You know, we think the ideal time to get a basketball game out is when the season is ending. I appreciate EA's unwillingness to admit resounding defeat on that front.
They probably paid for the license for a chunk of time and are throwing money away to not make one, so they might as well make one, but fuck, yeah, I don't know.
And I'm not saying that making a basketball game is easy. It's not. And 2K, for many years, you know, was up and down. And they have been, in fact, more down recently than they've been up.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, last year's was fine.
It's like it's still the best, but not interesting.
It's not improving in great ways, and the interface in that game is still a fucking mess.
And aren't their servers always bad? Their online stuff isn't it always just kind of a fucking...
It's sometimes it's for short periods after launch, sometimes it's for a long time after a launch. It's kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Last year's, it was like, it was kind of bad for a couple of weeks, and then it was fine for the most part, at least my experience. That said, I bet they're not bringing Spike Lee back next year.
Oh. Well, who would you like to see in Spike Lee's place? Who would you want to see be the brainchild of the story mode? Who?
Werner Herzog.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Just the most fucking pessimistic, dark, fucking dark night of the soul searching fucking basketball story mode you can have.
I want the story mode to just be like a shot-for-shot recreation of the recruiter's bit from Mr. Show.
Sure.
Catches on fire and burns to the ground.
I think calling that a burn is maybe overstating.
Again, I have not seen the trailer. I made a fence with...
Subtle and heartfelt jab.
Yeah. No. Still, don't mention Nuts and Bolts unless you're going to make Nuts and Bolts, because I would rather have that game.
I know that it is sacrosanct to you and that it is not to be fucked with.
Here's an idea from Kelso here. G.G. Allen's NBA 2K17.
I'm not sure if you know this, G.G. Allen passed away some years back.
That's what they want you to think.
Why would they want you to think that?
This is a tax thing.
Why would they want you to believe that the most important cultural icon of yours and my lifetime is dead? What do they gain from that?
Because he had to deal with a situation off the grid for a while. And when he comes back, with Merle Allen at his side...
Oh, Merle.
And all the murder junkies there with him, in person or in spirit, you're going to see some serious shit.
All right. Well, I look forward to his coming.
Yeah, that's not the one you should be worried about. Ghost of G.G. Allen delivering a monologue. A guy I worked with when G.G. passed, when he left this, when he shuffled off this mortal coil, that they were told that he had died a couple of days before it supposedly happened.
or like some chunk of time before, like the
official record.
They knew about it because they had to go to press.
Huh.
And I don't know what to make of that. Maybe it's just someone got their dates wrong along the way, or something got weird along the way. But maybe Gigi Allen's still alive.
I mean, he did know an awful lot.
And they wanted to make sure that the readership of Thrasher magazine knew that he was gone as soon as possible.
One of the few remaining bastions of editorial integrity. Thrasher magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, when I was in Japan, I saw so many Thrasher logos while I was there. Oh, just on clothes and bags.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Huh.
As someone who once had a subscription to Thrasher magazine, it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Started seeing it pop up a lot more in, like, New York fashion, too, but it's always with dudes who are carrying skateboards around.
Okay.
As opposed to riding them.
Oh, sure.
I would say out of every skateboard that I see in New York, 3 out of every 4 are being carried by a person as opposed to being ridden.
And of the ones that are being carried, how many of them are dinged up and scuffed in a way that says this board is ridden frequently? And how many of them are just fucking pristine skateboards?
I would say 2 out of 4 are definitely pristine skateboards.
Okay.
There are a lot of pristine skateboards.
Who would do that? Why would anyone, I understand, you want to, have an affectation or, try to present some kind of thing, but, that's so easily refuted.
Yeah.
By just, well, look at that board. You clearly don't fucking ride it. It's too clean.
Yeah.
Do you ride it in your office? Do you ride it around your fucking office, marketing man?
I really have no answers for you, but I find it intensely frustrating as someone who was a very bad skateboarder that tried for a very long time to get good at it. I took my fucking lumps. I fucking rode my board around and I scuffed that thing to shit.
Yeah.
I never got good at it, but I didn't care because I kept trying. Seeing people just wander around carrying boards just is uniquely infuriating to me.
Nintendo will have the NX in some hotel room at E3 just to show to developers.
They don't need E3 to have those meetings.
I think they're probably still in a state where you would go out to see them to see it.
Yeah.
And so maybe this meet, they would, I'm sure they're taking a ton of meetings at E3.
Yeah.
With a lot of developers and, disclosing maybe here and there about specs.
Like, there could be a back room that
general
has some sort of,
factor,
video demo of shit that they're doing.
Like, here's what we're working on.
Yeah, but I doubt they would have units there.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for them to have units there. No, I wish I could. I wish I could skate. I just never had the coordination to get anywhere right off the bat, and then was too afraid of fucking myself up. My parents were very much not into the idea of me having a skateboard.
Yeah, mine either. But at some point, they kind of acquiesced when I just refused to stop doing it. And that's the thing. I have terrible balance, but I finally got myself to a point where I could ride a board around. I never got into, like, doing tricks well, outside of, like, the occasional ollie or kickflip or whatever, but I could rarely do that shit in motion.
Uh-huh.
So it was a lot of, like, standing tricks, and that was kind of it. That was fine, you know, I could ride around with my friends, I just couldn't, like, when they would go to the skate park or whatever, like, I couldn't fucking do, like, bull tricks and shit the way they were doing.
Yeah. Ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Multiple times.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last time I was there was. I think it was on... I was still working for Harmonix the last time I went there. I think we were out there for NAMM.
Yeah.
At some point, everyone was like, alright, we're done with this shit. Let's go to fucking Disneyland. We went to Portillo's also.
Nice. I feel like I've not had a good night of sleep in about 2 weeks. I just am waking up weird. Just it's just the ever since the weather got warmer or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
not sleeping right.
Yeah, the first couple of days after I turned warm in New York, I was just fucking a wreck. Could not sleep, could not fucking get comfortable ever. Even with the AC on, it just wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Some Tekken 7 news next week. Yeah, hopefully we'll see Tekken 7.
That'd be nice. I'm ready for some more Tekken.
Akuma and whatnot. High on fire mean like they are using fire as a drug or that they are high and also on fire, or like what's the whole thing there?
You know, I'm not really intimately familiar with the origins of the name. I have always taken it to mean that they are getting fucking wasted on fire.
Alright. It's a decent band name.
Yeah. Yeah, for a kind of stoner metal-y kind of thing, it makes sense. It works.
Alright, here we go. We're getting to the important questions here. Mm. What if Dig Dug drove a car? Yeah, I don't know. You would never get a fucking flat tire. Those tires would be consistently fucking pumped up. That's what would happen.
You know, some questions just aren't meant to be answered, is my take on that.
Oh, well, sorry.
I think that, you know, sometimes things are best left to the ages. And just, you know, don't try and apply an answer to it. Just let it hang there.
All right.
And I think in this case, what if Dig Dug had a car is one of those questions.
Okay.
Some real meaning of life shit.
What if Dig Dug was high on fire?
That would be pretty fucking awesome is what I said.
What if Dig Dug was high on Figar?
Ooh. The implications of that are staggering.
Uh-huh. How many times have you ascended in non-stop night? About 4, I think.
Sorry, what?
Non-stop night. It's an idle game. It's an incremental / idle game.
Is a game you can ascend in?
Uh-huh.
All right. What do you ascend to?
Ascending is kind of it's like prestiging in Call of Duty or something like that, where you're more or less starting over, but there's a prestige currency you earn along the way in a lot of these types of games. So the next time you restart, you earn... The numbers go higher faster.
Gotcha.
On the second run, and then the third run, and the fourth run. So even that is it's an incremental, exponential sort of thing.
At some point, the numbers are moving beyond the speed. Speed's capable, perceivable by humans.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
I'm more into Tap Tycoon right now. Mm. Very big on Tap Tycoon. I'm like level 50 almost. My clan, we're doing pretty good. My investment group, doing all right. I don't know what this is necessarily in reference to, but it just says here, real talk though, put a towel in the freezer. All right, I'm not gonna, but...
I think that might be in regards to your sleep. Like, put a towel in a freezer and lay on that frozen towel.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that'll do the trick.
Maybe, yeah.
That's my only guess as to what they're actually referring to.
Uh-huh. I run hot, so I would heat that towel up like nobody's business. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, she seems like she's up to something.
I ate some popcorn today.
Yeah.
And most of the time, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But like one out of every 20 times I have popcorn, it makes my stomach feel weird. Mm. Today is the day.
That's a shame. Was it a flavored popcorn?
There's some butterish, butter-like substance right. on it.
But did, like, that's a standard flavoring as opposed to something unique or
weird. Right, yeah, no, it wasn't like, hey, it tastes like cotton candy or something all stupid right. like that.
I tend to find that if I eat more than a couple of handfuls of caramel corn, I get a similar thing. But regular popcorn doesn't usually bother me. Even with the butter-like substance.
When I went and saw Hardcore Henry.
Ah, oh, yes, on a fateful day.
I got popcorn. It was terrible. Mm. I should have said no to the butter topping, but they put it on there, and it was just fucking gross. Just,
Yeah, movie theater popcorn, I don't know if it's just because I've gotten older, and I'm maybe a little more sensitive to this kind of garbage, but it seems worse than when I was growing up. Like, it
really
just consistently
does.
Bad.
It really does seem worse. Hot dog, fine. No problem.
Yeah, those were bad to begin with, yeah. So I'm accustomed to what they are.
They're bad. It's being good.
Yeah. No. I mean, they're bad hot dogs, but I will eat them. I'm not too good for it.
Yeah. Right, yes, Teddy Long is back. Hopefully not, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if they just brought him back for that night to clown on him repeatedly, or if he is in fact back.
I saw, like, the opening segment, and then did not watch the rest of that show, because it all seemed bad.
Yeah, by all accounts, last night's show was not very good.
Well, wrestling's bad. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that a wrestling TV show.
But it had been good for a little bit.
Yes, that's right. It had been good for a little bit.
Which is probably why it was so noticeable that last night was so bad.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good point. Thing here, sometimes I eat upscale hot dogs and they always taste bad and not like hot dogs. Agreed. Fancy hot dogs. People are like, oh, you want a brat? Like, no.
I mean, look,
I mean, yes, if that's all you have, yes, absolutely.
That's the thing, I don't think they're bad. I just, when I want a hot dog, that's not what I want. I want a regular ass hot dog.
I'm not coming to you for sausages.
If I am coming to you for sausages, they're probably fine. They're probably good. That's okay. I'll eat those. But if I'm coming for a hot dog, I want a damn hot dog. I will not be denied.
Corn dogs are pretty great, but I would ask for a corn dog. If I showed up looking for hot dogs and you gave me a corn dog, I would still be probably okay with that, but it is definitely a bait and switch.
Yeah, that's not the thing you're asking for.
But it just so happens that I like corn dogs also.
Oh yeah.
So.
Kind of weird mutant looking like a hot or fucking corn dog.
I don't know.
And I don't mean that in the you don't eat meat way. Yeah. It's like, fine, all right, whatever, you don't eat meat. But I'm saying if you're a meat eater, you don't eat a corn dog, I don't know what to do with you.
the best parts of the 4th of July hot dog eating contest always get cut from the ESPN broadcast. Are the best parts the part where they just start shouting about religion?
Is that a thing that happens?
I think so, yeah.
I don't really watch those things. Because, I don't know, for some reason I don't have a strong desire in me to watch other people eat hot dogs, even in a competition form.
I went through a phase where I was very into watching competitive eating, but that phase was about a week and a half.
Yeah, I remember America's brief fascination with Kobayashi, and that's about it.
Yeah, and most of mine was just seated in the Cheap Seats episodes about competitive eating. Or one episode. I guess it's only the one, really. But, and yeah, I don't know.
Is that bridge always up like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it goes over. Oh, it's a train. It's a train bridge, right?
Yeah. The trains never roll through here.
Well, they're going to when the train starts.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Not that kind of train. Not the commuter train.
I think the commuter train runs on those tracks, though. I don't think they build all new tracks for every. Mm. Oh, wow. Warcraft is breaking Chinese box office records.
You know, China. That makes sense.
I look forward to the day when, and maybe it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to ever try to say that I am like the average consumer, which I am willing to concede that I am not, fuck going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to the day when movies are way more than they are now, just blatantly made for the Chinese audience.
Yep.
And they put them out here to try to, you know, I don't know, make them seem American cool or whatever, but like, yeah, they're just, I don't know, here we are making more movies for China, whatever. They still like movies there, because the government beats them to death if they pirate films. I don't know how it works.
Well, it's more, it was like 10 or 15 movies a year are from Hollywood are allowed into China, period.
Oh, okay.
Into the theatrical marketplace.
Huh.
So I think that the available options are limited, and two, yes, there are obviously different sensibilities. And Warcraft, very popular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very big.
People are watching it for gold farming techniques.
Yeah. I like Duncan Jones a lot as a director. That movie looks like a complete fucking shit show.
Yeah, I have zero interest in seeing that thing, man.
I heard it compared to the likes of Willow and other similar kinds of knockoff 80s fantasy type things.
Willow was good enough that they made a Willow video game, so maybe they should make a video game based on this one.
I'm shocked no one has thought of this previously.
Yeah.
This feels like an untapped market.
Yeah, I think we should really get into this. I mean, China, they play video games there, right? Probably.
I mean, most of them are illegal video games, but yeah. Totally. We can find a way to legalize video games.
Yeah.
And make one of them that is based on Warcraft.
I'm going with several members of my old WoW guild to see Warcraft on Thursday because fuck it, go all in.
Yeah,
all
might right. as well.
Yeah, okay.
I think if I was heavily into World of Warcraft, I would have to see that out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah. I think at some point you're duty-bound, honor-bound to fucking see that thing. Plus, didn't they do something where if you see it at a certain theater chain, you get a fucking pet or something, so of course you're gonna...
I think they actually did a thing where you get...
Or you get a movie ticket for buying the game, or...
Well, you actually get a free month of the game or something if you go see the movie and you have the promotional thing.
Hmm. All right.
A free month of Warcraft.
Warcraft? I love Warcraft.
I don't know.
Orcs versus humans.
Look, man, World of Warcraft was the only MMO I ever really got into.
Yeah, it's good. Time. It was good.
It didn't last very long.
Yeah.
It lasted long enough for me to get a dwarf to level 40, and that was kind of the end of it.
Yeah.
But for like 6 months there, I was pretty into it.
I was just thinking that, saying I couldn't remember what movie I saw last, but I guess it actually was Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Did
you see that?
No.
It's all right.
I'll see it eventually.
Yeah, I like
out of curiosity.
It, for what it was. If at the end of that they pulled back and just said, I don't know, you were an SNK fighting game character this whole time, I would be like, okay, all right, yeah.
Sure.
It actually makes some sense. It goes places, and they don't give a fuck about anything other than making sure that it goes places.
Yes. That does seem like the whole point of the thing.
Yeah. What kind of movies would I be interested in seeing? I don't know.
It's just not a medium you care that much about.
Yeah, I mean, I had my time with movies, and then yeah. I don't know.
You used to like them at a time.
Well, you know, when I was seeing them all for free at employee screenings and stuff like that, it was just like, there was that feeling of like, well, man, normally people would have to pay $15 for this.
Yep.
And so there was, and you know, like, there was a group of people that I was friends with and hanging out with anyway a lot of the time. So, of course, like, yeah, let's go see a billion fucking movies.
You know, you're an admirer of the classics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's Bad Boys 2.
Sure, yeah.
Freddy Got Fingers of the World.
Yeah, I like good movies. Yeah. And they don't make them anymore.
Yeah, it's true. That's, they really don't. They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't make them like Freddy Got Fingered anymore.
No.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, it's partially an attention span thing, too. I'm just like, I don't want to go sit here for fucking 2 hours and stare at this thing. It's just usually not worth it. I get really bored. At the same time, when you do lock me in down and be like, watch this movie, like, I my standards for movies are actually quite low once I see them. I just...
Oh, come
getting
on.
Me through the door is the hard part.
Right. And getting you into a theater environment, which, I mean, I don't even like doing
that
much anymore.
Yeah, movie theaters, man, they're terrible.
I think if you get a theater of like-minded individuals together that are all into the thing that you are watching, which is, say, more like midnight movie type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's fun.
Sure.
But, like, just going to a regular movie theater to see a regular-ass movie, like, I just don't want to do that very often.
I watched Hardcore Henry, and one other guy came into the theater right before it started, and I was pretty bummed out.
Yeah.
Because I had that moment where I was like, man, it'd be great if there was no one in here. I could make phone calls and just fucking be an asshole and whatever.
Yep. There was some movie I saw some months back that was like that. Like, it was just me and Sam, and that was it. Hmm. That was pretty good. I can't remember what movie it was, though.
But, like, some of this, you know, like, hey, guys, we're making a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Like, fuck off. Who cares?
And besides, nothing will ever top the 1989 original, so
right.
Why bother?
Yeah. With that movie already made, what can you hope to fucking accomplish?
Yeah, they've already explained the secret of the ooze. What else do you have? What other stories do you have to tell?
I ask you this. Is Kevin Nash in your movie? And they say no. And I say, well, I'm not going.
Oh, if you want that, you should watch Magic Mike X.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. That's I only see Kevin Nash movies, so Dead or Alive and Magic Mike XXL all the way down.
Nice.
Nondescript white van.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Get Lake Scion or Toby.
Yeah, totally. Alright.
Alright.
I will see you in the morning.
Yes, you will. That's a threat.
Yeah. I'll leave this remote here because I don't actually need it in my car. And...
Okay.
Trying to steal my backpack.
I definitely am.
Tip.
That's it.